Roche commissioned a research project with Glasgow Caledonian University into whether using pictures in migrant worker health and safety training can actually improve their knowledge and behaviour on construction sites. We're here with the university's senior research fellow, Billy Hare, who carried out the project. Billy, what's the outcome of your research?
Well, the main outcome is evidence that the use of images to communicate safety information to non-English speaking migrant workers is better than just using text alone or translation.
And why did you want to explore this topic in particular?
There was a need to provide the evidence. We've done previous research where questions were asked about the validity of using images and was there any evidence which showed that it actually worked. So we took it upon ourselves, unfortunately, that IOSH Research Fund provided the funding for us to carry out that research.
Health and Safety Executive statistics show that while 6% of the UK's 2.3 million construction workers are migrants, a disproportionate 17% of them actually make up work-related death statistics in that group. So clearly that's a reason for choosing to do this research on construction sites. But is that a problem in particular that we need to address?
Well, we know that migrant workers tend to gravitate towards construction industry in any country, including the UK. We know as well that there tends to be literacy problems and there tends to be unskilled labour force which comes to construction, relatively unknown understanding of the hazards and risks involved. So it's a natural industry to choose to pilot this type of research.
Construction is quite a high-risk industry. Why is it that migrants as such are more at risk than UK origin workers?
Migrants, as I said, there's a language difficulty, but they're also described as vulnerable workers and they can be easily manipulated and taken advantage of. But what you find is even the best employers struggle with ways to communicate safety information to migrant workers, and when you ask the question, they generally phase out by saying things like translation or interpreters. They don't really have much of a plan in place.
You say that you use translation or interpreters. That's obviously text-based, and this research is showing why pictures are better. Why isn't simply using text translations in health and safety training enough?
Yeah, that's a good question. The answer is that there could be a false sense of security if you merely translate information. There's problems with the translation itself. For example, plant and machinery, a term used in construction quite a lot, can be translated erroneously as flowers and machinery into various different languages. You also have the false sense of security that a migrant construction worker can read their own language, when the truth is we have, even within the UK, construction workers who have literacy problems, therefore may not be able to read too good. You also have the problem of integration, which the government likes to see integration of foreigners who come to the UK to work, and that integration is hindered if you continuously translate text into their own language. It doesn't encourage them to learn English.
Knowing what we know now from your research, what's the course of action?
Well, we've got the evidence which shows that we should be following good practice or best practice in use of images. But not only that, there needs to be more thought given to how well images are understood and comprehension levels, which is a major part of the research as well. So we really need to maybe move forward with some form of database, not unlike your safety signs, British standard images, but a more comprehensive list of images that can be used to communicate to people safety information. There's already been a start made on that, but it would be better to develop that and maybe have a database which could be used not only within construction, but, you know, other high-risk industries as well.